Hi there, this is Massimo from Christine Plays Viola. It's a pleasure to talk about us in your radio show. Well, Christine Plays Viola, born around 2008, it is composed for me, vocals, Fabrizio Giampietro, guitars, Daniele Palombizio, drums and synth, Desio Presuti, bass guitar, Daniele Verni, synth and programming. Five boys that share the same passion for music, lifestyle, dreams and hopes. Originally, the band had not yet very well defined identity. In it flowered elements in the rock with inserts wave. With time, the shot to our composition is definitely weird towards sound darker and direct, with intention of recovering some sounds of the 80s, interpreting them with a personal approach. I think that the particularity of the band is that of being able to create a personal sound into which various elements apparently even distant. A bleak, classical-based dark wave, show cues ambient, electronic and alienating vocals, melodies, not necessarily related to the stylistic features that are held together. It's clear the influence of the Anglo-Saxon wave goth sheen of the 80s in our sound, and we speak then of bands like The Cure, Bauhaus, Killing Joke, Virgin Prunes, Siux and the Banshees, the Joy Division, the Sister of Mercy, Fields and Nathalie, and many others, as well as the influence of the synth-pop music for the vocal lines, and we speak of bands like Duran Duran, Tears for Fears, Depeche Mode, and also of ambient atmospheres for the sound carpets. Each element is properly mixed and each of them contributes to create a sound definitely kaleidoscopic. Inside the band, everyone has a definite personality and different are the listens of each one. Everything inevitably has an impact on our proposal. Regarding our discography, after releasing some self-produced demos, in 2011 we released the first album, Innocent Awareness, for the German label Music. FM Music. The known journalist Mick Mercer includes the album in his top 30 of 2011. The second full-length entitled Wakia was released in 2014 from Cold Insanity Music. It's a concept album inspired by the series of black paintings by the Spanish artist Francisco Goya. In 2015 we released a 7-inch vinyl EP entitled The Stairs Can Frighten for the French label Manic Depression Records. After our show at the 21st, we got in Treffen in Leipzig, we announced that the first studio album would be titled Spooky Obsession, and after the release on September 30, 2016, the album reached the 6th position on Deutsche Alternative Charts. For all vinyl lovers, a version of Spooky Obsession will be released in the next weeks. We played several gigs in the whole of Europe and is sharing the stage with artists like The Sick, Modern English, Clanoxymox, The Chameleons Vox, and also The Trees, Pink Stars Blue, She Passed Away, Motorama, and many others. In the next August, we're touring for the first time in USA and we can't wait to play there. Thanks a lot for giving this space on Radio Gwendalyn to talk about our project. I send you a big hug to all listeners, and now you can listen to our song extracted from Spooky Obsession. This is Pose Apart.